Did anyone catch the theme in, well, one of the themes in the gospel reading today? This is in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10. Jesus says, three times he says, to fear no one or to be not afraid. On EWTN just this morning, there was a priest on there, and he said that a scripture scholar once told him that God tells us to not be afraid or do not fear any types of saying that, but be not afraid 366 times in the Bible throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. And then the priest joked and said, so 366 times, that's one for every day, even in a leap year. So I thought that was kind of funny. Fear cripples us. If you think about it, fear really does cripple us. It brings anxiety, it brings worry, both of which are unhealthy. So how do we combat fear, anxiety, and worry? There's two ways. We combat fear and anxiety with faith and trust. We overcome our fears through our surrender to God, trusting in Him no matter what the circumstances. Sickness, disease, cancer, tragedy, even death itself, whatever may come our way. Nothing can come but what God wills. And I'm very sure that whatever that may be, however bad it may seem, it shall indeed be the best. A simple prayer for us to say is, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. The enemy, the evil one, the devil, is for real. Actually, a neat little tidbit, Jesus talked or spoke more about the devil than he did heaven in the New Testament. St. Peter tells us that the devil roams around like a lion, looking to devour his prey. And fear and doubt are two of his secret weapons against us. He's constantly trying to trip us up. But, important to note, he has no power over us. He only has the power of one thing. Does anyone know? The power of suggestion. So he only puts these thoughts in our minds, these little thoughts or temptations. The devil only has the power of suggestion. So be not afraid. Take Jesus' words to heart and follow Christ no matter what the circumstances. Jesus says at the end of this reading in Matthew, he says, everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father. From here, I'd like to offer a few tips on prayer. We should pray and ask the Lord for an increase in faith. You can actually ask for that grace. In your prayer, your quiet prayer, here at Mass, wherever, ask the Lord, please give me that grace for an increase in faith. And sure, hope and love. There are the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. But if God grants us an increase of faith, what can we expect? We will have less doubt, and we can expect to have less fear. Also, we should ask the Lord, we should pray for an increase in trust. By trusting more and more in Him, we will be able to take whatever comes our way. There's a strong element of surrender at play here. We could also ask the Lord in our prayer to help us surrender. To surrender to His will, to surrender to whatever comes our way, no matter what the cost. These tips can help us combat fear and other tactics of the devil. Faith and trust lead to holy lives and lives of virtue, and ultimately steer us in the direction to become saints, which we are all called to be. Amen.